ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Read from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, 16th chapter, text 9. Etam trishtim avastabhya nastatmano alpa udhaya prabhavanti ukrakarmana chayaya jagato Ahita etam trishtim avastabhya etam trishtim avastabhya nastatmanolpa buddhaya Prabhavanti ukra karmana chayaya chakato hita etam drishtim avastapya Nastatmanolpa buddhaya Prabhavanti ukra karmana Chayaya chagato hitaha Prabhudhaya Prabhavanti ugra karmana chayaya jagato hita etam trishtim avastabhya nastatmano apabuddhaya Prabhavanti ugra karmana chayaya jagato hita etam trishtim avastabhya prabhavanti ugra karmana etam trishtim avastabhya Nastatmanopabuddhaya Prabhavanti ukra karmana Chayaya jagato hita etam This Trishtim Vision Avastabhya Accepting Nashta Having lost Atmanaha themselves, Alpa Buddhaya, the less intelligent, Prabhavanti, flourish, Ukra Karmana, engaged in painful activities, Chayaya, the destruction, Jagata, of the world, Ahita, unbeneficial. Translation per Purpa His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Following such conclusions, the demoniac who are lost for themselves and who have no intelligence engage in unbeneficial, horrible work meant to destroy the world. Purport. The demoniac are engaged in activities that will lead the world to destruction. The Lord states here that they are less intelligent. The materialists who have no concept of God think that they are advancing, But according to Bhagavad Gita, they are unintelligent and devoid of all sense. They try to enjoy this material world to the utmost limit and therefore always engage in inventing something for sense gratification. Such materialistic inventions are considered to be advancement of human civilization, but the result is that people grow more and more violent and more cruel, cruel to animals and cruel to other human beings. They have no idea how to behave towards one another. Animal killing is very prominent amongst demoniac people. Such people are considered the enemies of the world because ultimately they will invent or create something which will bring destruction to all. Indirectly, this verse anticipates the invention of nuclear weapons, of which the whole world is today very proud of. At any moment, a war may take place and these atomic weapons may create havoc. Such things are created solely for the destruction of the world, and this is indicated here. Due to godlessness, such weapons are invented in human society. They are not meant for the peace and prosperity of the world. Etam drishtim avastabhya nashtatmano pa alpa buddhaya prabhavanti ugra karmana kshayaya jagadohita. Following such conclusions, the demoniac who are lost to themselves and who have no intelligence engage in unbeneficial, horrible works meant to destroy the world. Chakshurunmilitam yena tasma shri gurave namaha. So this verse is related with previous two verses from the previous classes, beginning with 7 and 8. Because in 6 it is described there are two mentalities in this world. Krishna says, Dvabhuta sarga lokesmin sura sura evacha, the suras and asuras. So these two mentalities, they are existing since time immemorial, since the beginning of the creation practically. The suras and the asuras, it's existing. It's not something that appeared later on. And the suras, they are Vishnu bhaktas. They are devoted to Lord Vishnu or Krishna. Accepting the Dharma given by the Lord, Dharmam to Sakshat Bhagavat Pranitam. The Lord, Dharma is not man-made, it's coming from Bhagavan, from Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the Vedic knowledge or Dharma is meant to please Him and to understand Him, as we already heard. And the asura, they're vipariya, they're always doing opposite. They're not following the dharma given by the Lord. They're concocting their own dharma, their own rules and regulations, their own concept of life. Na shastra vidhi mutsricha, they're rejecting shastra. They have no faith in shastra, in the revealed scriptures. So they're inventing their own scriptures, own. They have their own philosophers, own thinkers who consider themselves better than what the Vedic scriptures or the revealed scriptures, the Shastra is revealing. They say this is from old time, this is legend, this is for primitive people, but we are intelligent people. And the intelligent people, we should not follow this it's very strange philosophy and beliefs, you know, of the old world. They also make consideration of old world and new world. The old world, they're retarded, they're primitive. But we are the advanced, we are the new world, and the new world, they know everything better. But they have no Shastric knowledge. They don't believe in that. They have no faith in that. And therefore, in text 7, Krishna says, Pravritim cha nivritim cha jana navidur asura na saucham na pichacharo na satyam tesha vidyate. Those who are demoniac do not know what is to be done and what is not to be done. According to Shastra, according to scriptures, they have no sadhana, they have no knowledge what is beneficial for them, what is not so good for them, what gives them a lot of karma and reaction. They also have no proper cleanliness internally, anyway not externally. They are also very whimsical. And instead of taking a bath every day, they use a lot of makeups and perfumes. But they spray on their body so that they consider the smells very beautiful. But because it is mixed with all the dirt of your body, you know, it smells even more terrible than the ordinary dirt or bad smell of the body. So therefore, the cleanliness is also not there. It's even out of fashion to clean the clothes with water, because we have now chemicals who can purify much better and faster. Dry cleaning. But Prabhupada say dry cleaning is still muchi. It's dirty. It's not clean. Only water can purify the body, the dress. Nothing else. But people are too lazy to take a bath or a shower at least once, and it's even recommended twice or three times a day, even for the civilized man, to take a bath in the morning, at noon, and in the evening. And whenever you go on the toilet, one should actually take a bath or a shower and purify yourself. But who is doing that nowadays? They cannot afford, they have no time. Because we're busy working now. You can see many people even go on toilet, they don't wash their hands. Even still going on, although they have information, it's very muchy, it's very dirty, it's even infective. Can get so many infections by it, but they neglect. They touch so many dirty things and then take it in the mouth. They're not aware about it. So very, very dirty behavior. Because no training. No trainer, and no the mentality for it. Because for the to have a pure life, to lead a pure life, one have to be in the mode of goodness, sattva guna. But as we know, tadara chas tamo bhava kama loba dayascheye. As long the material life is always going on the platform, on the force of passion and ignorance and lust and greed, the byproducts of this. So they are not in sattva guna. And as long one is not in sattva guna, the consciousness is unclear. What does this mean? It's defeat. It's parabhava. Parabhava yavat abodhachata yavanya chigyasata atma tatvam. Somebody who is in ignorance. who is just a servant of his senses, he's engaging in all kinds of mischievous, ugly activities, not concerned about the Atma Tattva. Atma Tattva means the knowledge and the reality of the soul. But that's another symptom Krishna explains, even 5,000 years ago. Because he is the Lord, he knows the mentality. They say that this world is unreal, with no foundation, no God in control. They say it is produced by sex desire, and there is no cause other than lust. So karma, it's passion. So there is no God, they say. There's no Everything appeared by chance, and therefore it's us, the people, who are now intelligent, because due to the evolution of according to a materialistic evolution, human beings are very intelligent, and we should use this intelligence to control the world, to make the world our slave, our supplying us everything for our profit. And that we can see nowadays, people are nowadays only profit oriented. Doesn't matter if you are a believer or a non-believer, but one is practically forced to act in such a way to go in competition. To go in competition, who can have the best economy? Every country is they have the competition, you know, in economy, and also in producing weapons, producing technology, or consuming technology, and consuming all kinds of things, you know, what are not needed. Prabhupada said, anatta means that what is not needed. Anatta. Artha means that what is needed. But anatta is that what is not needed. And nowadays, we are all brainwashed through TV and the media telling us what we need. They tell us. It's not the teachers anymore. Anyway, they're also mundane, but not the higher authority, spiritual authority will tell you what you need. What is the highest artha, paramartha. They give us some temporary achievements and results that we should achieve and needs what we need, but what we actually don't need. Because it leads to ugra karma. People have to work hard. Prabhupada, he mentions previously here in India, 99% of the people were living in village. But nowadays, you know, so many people become attracted to go to the city, although the village can supply everything. You can get some milk there, you can get the water there, you can get grains there, rice, sabjis, vegetables, fruits. Everything is practically growing on the land, not in the city. It's coming from the land, it's transported to the city, and then in the city it will be sold. It will be sold for high price. And as Prabhupada one time told, the economists, businessmen, they're not interested on that we have a lot of supply of things. Therefore, they always make a scarcity of things, that they can always raise price. And this scarcity of what they create, artificially create, of everything, they can use, you know, to make a high price out of it, a good profit out of it. If everything is available in a big quantity, then the price will go down, and then the materialistic businessmen, you know, they will not make so much good profit. They only can sell a lot of quantity, but not for a good profit. So therefore, everything is business. They make business of everything nowadays. The whole world is a business place. That means the world is ruled by business-oriented people. Not by Kshatriyas, not by Brahmanas, but by Vaishyas and the Shudras. And as Prabhupada and the Bhagavatam is prophesying, the more the Kali Yuga is progressing, the people will become more and more fallen, more and more degraded, and become lower than Shudra, become Mlecha. That means the world is led by Mlechas and Yavanas. And if the world is led by Mlechas and Yavanas and not by the Brahmanas and the qualified Kshatriyas and Brahmanas who are followers of Shastra, then the whole world will go to whole world will go to hell. Therefore, in the end, only Kalki avatar can come and purify everything to introduce the Satya Yuga again. But now we still have a good time. It's a Satya Yuga in Kali Yuga. Because the real Kali Yuga, it is said, didn't even start yet. Because we are in the Sandhya, Yuga Sandhya. And the Yuga Sandhya goes for about 10,000 years. And in this time, the real phase of Kali Yuga is not manifested. Although we can see it's already quite making progress in more and more hellish conditions of life, because of the materialistic mentality, and more people becoming servants of this kind of mentality of propaganda to enjoy more and more. Don't understand that the life is not meant for enjoyment, and especially not the enjoyment of ugra karma. This is not enjoyment. It leads suffering for ourselves, for our body, for the mind, for the soul ultimately, because it will be forced to take birth again and again. It's encaged in this material world. So it is so causing so much suffering to ourselves, and it's causing suffering to the whole world. That is exactly stated here. And all the demons, or this demoniac, asuric mentality, they don't care about the benefit of the people. For them, there's anyway too many. Too many people, they say. You have to reduce. You have to reduce, somehow or other we have to reduce the population, you know, to just a few millions, a few hundred millions. And then we can live very nice. But we, of course, we have to survive. We, the minority elite class, we have to survive. We have to take nice care that we have everything, you know, that when the worst will come, that we will survive. But the rest of the world can become destroyed. This is the demoniac propaganda and plan. Of course, they don't think about higher consequences and the Lord who is still in power. Even they don't believe it. They think, I'm Ishvara Hambogi, I'm the controller, I'm the enjoyer. They don't accept Supreme Ishvara, Paramishvara. They don't want to surrender unto him. Only devotees surrender unto him. Mahatmanastumam pata, daivim prakritim ashrita. Only a Mahatma, a devotee, he surrenders to the internal energy and the desire of the Lord. They take shelter. Asura don't take shelter. They only take more and more shelter in their own mind and in their own whimsical desires and in their own sense gratification. And you know, this will the result is leading to hell. So we don't have to speak too much about it. It's already obvious and clear in which direction the world is facing. But we know Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya came. They gave us the process of Sharanagati. And those devotees who are practicing, who are convinced, they have to accept this process now and become themselves true believers and followers and lead a pure life and give a nice example of achara and prachar, words and activities. So both. This is only a devotee can do, because a devotee has sastri bhakti bhagavati akinchana. A devotee has naturally good qualities of the devas, of the godly persons, and of the Lord himself in minute quantity. An asura cannot have any good quality, even if he is so-called intelligent and nicely educated in I don't know in how many grades of higher education in university and having so many doctor and professor titles. But they're actually, the proof of intelligence is you accept the authority of God or or you accept authority of your mind and your own whimsical desires and ideas and go to hell. This is intelligent? No, this is foolish. Therefore, when Krishna says that Alpameda, they're less intelligent, it means that they don't understand the consequences. They're not understand that you're going down, that we go down the cliff. Because they foolishly think, yeah, we send everyone down the cliff, but we are somehow or other, we are very smart, we will survive. But who knows? Maybe they destroy themselves. And that's actually what Prabhupada prophesied. Ultimately, demons will destroy themselves. We don't have to take any side. Who is better and who is worse in the world? That's politics. Vaishnava is not taking any sides, because we know this side or that side, that president or this president, or this country and that country, they all have the same mentality, that's profit and exploitation. And as long as this is going on, there cannot be peace in the world. There will be always more and more havoc and problems in the world. And therefore the vote is, we don't have to take any side or be against somebody. You have to go the positive way. The positive way of Krishna consciousness. And that the surrendering to Krishna, and to be utsaha, very enthusiastic and positive in our own lifestyle. To save ourselves first before we save the world. Many of you want to save the world, although we ourselves are still in trouble and still half victim of this demoniac propaganda, also using it. It's unavoidable. We have to use it, because the whole world is arranged in such a way. So we have to use cars, we have to use technology, computers, mobile phones, smartphones, all these things, medicines, you know. This is not bad. Prabhupada says, it depends on the mentality, how we use the things. Like a knife, you know, you can kill yourself and kill others, but with a knife you can cut your daily bread. And the sabjis and vegetables for your soup and the sabjis to make, prepare. So it has value. And in Narada Shiksha, Narada Muni to Vyasadev, his, in the conclusion of his instructions to him, he told that all kind of education or knowledge is now tapasya, in austerities or in study of scriptures, or in culture progress, music, art, like that. It's meant and should be used to glorify the Lord, not for anything else. This is a yukta vairagya. This is called yukta vairagya. This is favorable. If we use it for our own sense gratification, for our own destruction of others, then it's unfavorable. We have to reject it. But certain things we can use in the service of Krishna, but not too much in the name of yukta vairagya, because if we accumulate too many things for ourselves in the name of yukta vairagya, and we are not able, we're imitating maybe great acharyas who used yukta vairagya because they have the capacity, but if we use it and also accumulate more and more and more and more, then we destroy our own spiritual life and progress. Therefore, Rupa Goswami, he warns, atyaharas prayasascha prachalpanyam agraha. Atyahara, we should not eat too much, take too much. Atyahara means not only much eating, but also much consummation. A lot of things accumulating many, many things. So atyahara prayasa, so on the, oh, endeavoring for material achievements. Now the devotee should use all things what he can engage in Krishna service. Then this is Yukta Vairagya. And then it becomes spiritualized. One of my favorite pictures, one nice picture of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur sitting in an English car in the 1930s, you know. There was a limousine, latest model from England, black car, you know, like aristocrats driving in it. But Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, he arranged that his disciples became dressed in Western clothes, suit, tied, hat, like English gentlemen. And he was sitting in the back. And there he is driving to Radhakund. But in Radhakund, you know, we know everyone living there is Vairagya, Tapasvi, Vairagi, completely renunciate. But Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati said, I came to check everything here in Vrindavan. Who is actually real Vairagya? I could not find anyone. They're all Varkata Vairagya. Monkey Vairagi. Monkey Vairagis. Keeping girlfriends and have all kinds of illicit activities in the name of their Vairagya. So, but he came, you know, to show them real Vairagya, having car and interest, like that. And they of course, they didn't like Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati. Therefore, he had many enemies. He was considered Singha Guru, and he was a Lion Guru. He actually declared war against the so-called Yukta Vairagis. Not against the materialists, because anyway they destroy themselves. But the acharya's concern is to save the devotees, that they will not become victim of the demoniac propaganda and of the Kali Yuga lifestyle, illicit sex life, intoxication, gambling, like that, meat eating, killing animals, slaughterhouses. That we are not supporting that alcohol, prostitution. This is hellish civilization. This is demoniac, and you can see this is everywhere in the world. This is propagated. This lifestyle, killing animals, prostitution, alcohol. It's big profit, but the devotees, they should not engage in this kind of. In any kind of these sinful activities, and take shelter in the pure lifestyle of the rules and the regulations of sadhana, bhakti, given by vidhi, scripture, revealed scriptures that give us a vidhi, guidelines, what we should accept, what we should reject, and accept that what is favorable and reject that what is unfavorable. So this we can only learn through vidhi, that means through scriptures and through guru and Vaishnava teachings. That can give us vidhi, rules and regulations to follow. And the devotees who are actually following this, then even if they have some material things that they can use in mission or devotional service, that is not an obstacle for them. It's not an obstacle for them. They may accept it if they can use it in the service or in the mission of the Lord. If it is not usable, then they can also live it out, because they always have Hare Krishna mantra, they have transcendent knowledge, Krishna katha, and therefore they always can be happy. Dushyanti cha ramante cha. Therefore, the devotee is always happy and satisfied in the association of devotees, in serving the mission of the spiritual master. And as long the mission of the spiritual master is possible to execute, we should do it. Lord Chaitanya says, with body, mind and words, what is the verse? Etava chanmasapalyam Dehinam iha dehishu pranar artha diya vacha shraya acharanam sada. So these four things Lord Chaitanya recommends and instructed his followers we should accept, to do welfare activities for the benefit of the embodied souls who are in ignorance, to teach them the Shreya Achara, that means the proper conduct to progress in spiritual life, not progressing materially and spiritually we are retarding. We stay more and more in ignorance, we still think I'm the body and I can do anything, there's no consequences, there's no karma. This is complete ignorance, this is avidya. So devotees have to be fixed themselves in this knowledge of vidhi and the realization of spiritual existence of the soul and the super soul and our relationship with the Lord, and also teach it to others for others' benefit with the body, with the prana, with our life force. Prana means also senses. Everyone has senses because the senses are working on the prana. If prana is weak, senses also become weak. If prana becomes strong, sense becomes strong. Therefore, prana means senses. It's not only the breathing. Breathing is an external sign of life, you know. But the blacksmith belly is also breathing. But human beings, you know, we have senses. We have eyes, we have nose, we have mouth, we have ears, we have feeling, we have legs, we have hands, we have intelligence, we have mind, we have ego, we have all these things, you know. So material nature gave us a very nice machine, instrument, but not make to destroy it. Destroying means ignorance. Like Sanatana Goswami, one time he wanted to give up his body because he considered I'm committing so many offenses to other Vaishnavas and priests of the Jagannath temple because my body is very diseased, became infected from some infection of the from the jungle when I came to Puri. So he had in mind only the idea. He didn't spoke with anyone. He had the idea, I will next Rath Yatra coming in July, make Dandavat before the Rath card of Lord Jagannath and they will give up my body there, committing suicide. But Lord Chaitanya here, his super soul, he understood that. So one time when he visited Sanatana Goswami in Haridas Thakur's Bachchan Kutir, Siddha Bakul, Puri, Lord Chaitanya every day came visiting these two personalities. So he chastised Sanatana Goswami. Now this body, what you have, it doesn't belong to you. You're surrendered, you gifted that body to me. So it's not your body anymore. This body belongs to me. What do you think? You know, if something is not belonging to you, and you claim, okay, I can do with this whatever I like, I can destroy it. Will the owner or the real possessor of that be will happy? Will he be happy with you? No, of course not. And because I still have a plan with this body of yours, no, you should not destroy it. And we cannot attain Krishna by destroying the body. Never attained. Because if one can attain Krishna by suicide, you know, everyone can immediately give up body and go to Krishna. Very nice. No, but Krishna is not attained in this way. So we have to engage the body in the service of the owner, the real owner of the body. And the real owner of the body is the Super Soul, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he has a plan, especially if you're a devotee. You cannot be lazy and give up the body, or neglecting the body, or become lethargic and say, hopeless, no, it's okay, useless. It's awful, it's dirty, and I'm so much upset of this body. Yeah, it's okay, but if you're too much upset, it's also bad. And why we should be upset if the body can be used in the service of Krishna? The body is a temple, we hear so many times. Therefore, we put tilak mark on the body all over 12 places. You're marking the body with a tilak. Here, and here, and here, and here, and here on the side, and here on the arms, and here, and here. And in the back, everywhere we have the tilak marks. That means we are servants of Vishnu. Om Narayana Namaha, Om Madhavayana, and so on. So we are servants. The tilak mark gave us an identification. Yes, this body is a temple, and I'm just a tenant of this temple, temporary. And I have the privilege now to have a human form, animal form. They cannot do it. No, but human form, it's rarely achieved. Etavachamma sapalyam dehinam ihadeshu. Therefore, we should use it in the service of Krishna and in the service of others, to help others that they can find the way to Krishna, to come to the Self and to the Super Self, Krishna, and become His servant. This is the duty. This is the duty of everyone born in Bharata Varsha, we heard in the last Bhagavatam class. I gave the Master Sloka, Prabhupada quoted, Bharata Bhumite, Hoyle Munusha Chamachara, Chamasata Takarikara, Paraupakara. So the human form of life is meant to do welfare. And the greatest welfare is the welfare to giving Krishna to others. And giving information about the Self and the Super Self, and that we are servants of Krishna, and that we are not this body, but this body is also not useless, it's not false, this universe is also not false. Like Prabhupada says, it's a cotton, and the cotton thread is not false, it's a reality. Cotton is reality, not? And the thread is also reality, and the cloth of cotton is also a reality. You cannot say it's maya, it's illusion. It's not. It's here. No? But it's temporary. After some time, kurta and dhoti, it's getting whole, and you become useless. We have to throw it away after 5 years or so. And buy another one. But it's still a reality. So the universe is not false. This body is not false. But to accept this universe as the all-in-all, or to accept this body as the all-in-all, this is false. This is illusion. This is maya. And this maya we have to give up. But we cannot give it up just by giving a kick. Oh maya, I served you for so many lifetimes and now I give you a kick. Sorry. Boom. It's not so easy. Maya will laugh. She will be like a boomerang shooting back to you. Boom, boom, coming back. We cannot get rid of maya so easy. What is the recommendation? Krishna says that we have to engage maya in Krishna's service. Because it's mama maya. It's maya energy. Mama maya duratiya. Mameva ye prabhatyante mayamitam tarantite. And then easily you can overcome maya. Because Krishna is mayesha. Is Maya Ishvara. He is the boss of Maya. He is the boss of everything. So if we are surrendering to Krishna, then Maya, who is just a small maidservant of all of Krishna's energy, she has a thankless job, to keep us in conditioned souls, to achieve us in illusion. Then Maya will relieve you, will release you from the prison. As long Maya is not merciful and release you, you cannot come out. But Maya, because Maya is also a person, she is Durga. Now is Navaratri time. So everyone is practically worshipping Durga Devi for 9 days, but mostly for material profit, for material benediction. But they can also pray to Maya, to Durga, to release, release the devotee and to become a devotee of the Lord. So the Maya will be kindly let you go from the prison, that you can go to Krishna to serve him. Now we're serving Maya. In so many ways. Therefore, everyone likes to worship Durga. There's so much happenings going on in Vrindavan, even in Vrindavan. More puja than in Radharani's day or in Krishna's day. So much puja everywhere. So much noise everywhere also. So much so-called worship. For material benefits, not for devotion. Devotees respecting Durga. We're not against Durga, we're not against Shiva, we're not against any demigods, but we also don't worship them, but we are respecting them. Vaishnava respected them because they themselves are great devotees. Durga is Vaishnavi. Vaishnavi, she is a very great devotee of the Lord. She is always eager to serve the Lord. One time her husband, Shiva Mahadev, he was chanting a new mantra. She never heard. Parvati never heard. What was Gora, 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 Gora? Gora mantra. So she asked, what kind of mantra? Normally you always chant Rama mantra. Ram Nam. Now you're chanting Gora Nam. But who is Gora? Shiva told, oh, my dear Devi, this is actually a great secret, because Gora is in Mayapur. He's in Navadvip, Mayapur. He's residing eternally there. He's Krishna and Radharani. Radharani in Radha and Krishna in one form. He's actually more in Radharani mood. You're an expansion of Radharani. You're an expansion of Radharani. So I'm chanting this Gora Nam, because he's so very merciful. I want to be his servant always. So Durga, she became also very fired up. Please, my dear Lord, give me also this mantra. Shiva said, I cannot give you a mantra myself. You have to go to Mayapur and worship Gora. Perform tapasya and meditate about Goranga. He's eternally there in Navadvip, in Mayapur. So she went there. And the island she actually went, it's a Simanta Dvip. Simanta. It's 9 islands, as we know. Antardvip, Simanta Dvip, Godruma Dvip, Madhyama Dvip, and so on. 9 islands, up to Rudra Dvip. Antardvip means the heart. And the next one is Simanta Dvip. It's where Jagannath Mandir is. That's Simanta Dvip. Behind the Jagannath Mandir, there is now ISKCON. They made this beautiful temple of Shimantini Devi. She is the goddess in charge for Simanta Dvip. And who put her in charge? It was Lord Goranga. Because Lord Goranga, he became very pleased with Parvati, that means with Durga's tapasya and meditation. But not only tapasya meditation for nothing. For bodybuilding and for or losing weight or become beautiful. Some material achievement. No, not this kind of tapasya, not of this kind of meditation in mind, because her mind was pure, because she was wife of Shiva. Shiva's mind is always in Shuddha Sattva. Never in tamaguna. Sometimes because he's in charge. But that's only an aspect of him, that's Rudra. But Shiva himself is always absorbed in sattva-guna. Sattvam vishuddham vasudeva saptitam. He's not in the mode of passion and ignorance. And Devi, always chaste to Shiva, always meditates. Same. Wife should take the same vow like husband. Otherwise, she's not wife. Same vow, same vrata, same meditation. So when the husband is great devotee, that's a good fortune for wife. She also should become a devotee. Not go in opposition. And drag the husband down to do that what I like. Don't be a fanatic. Don't be so extreme. Be also make a little compromise with me. No. She has to surrender. Surrender to husband. But if husband is not Vaishnava, then not good. They only will drag you to hell. So husband and wife should be Vaishnava. Like the ideal husband and wife is Shiva Parvati. And Parvati, she went to Mayapur, to Navadvip, and she went to this part of the nine islands, what is nowadays known as Simantadvip. And she got the darshan of Lord Gauranga. And Gauranga was very mercifully putting his lotus food, who is always smeared with kumkum, or some reddish powder, and put it on the head of part of Parvati. Ladies have part in the middle, and that have the red line when they're married. If the lady have the part on the side, the simanta on the side, that means they're unchaste. But if it is in the middle with a red line, then everyone knows, the lady is married, she has husband, so I don't have to try to go near to her. Keep distance. Married, occupied already. She gave her heart to one person. Finish. So ultimately she gave it to Lord Gauranga, Mahaprabhu. This is not an offense to her husband, because her husband was meditating about Gauranga. He's Radha Krishna. He's the origin of all avatars. Also of Ram. Ram Nam. So he chanted Gora Nam. So it's not a deviation from his vow of mantra. Because he chanted the mantras of all mantras. Gora Mantra. So because of mercy of Lord Gauranga, we can have the access to bhakti. We cannot have access to bhakti on our own. We have not the key for it. Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he has this key. He has this mercy. He has this audarya. And without this audarya of Lord Gauranga, our heart will not melt. We cannot cry for Krishna. We cannot chant Krishna without offenses. Therefore, we have to first chant Goranam. Goranga Bolite. It's a song, you know. Goranga Bolite. Pulaka Sharira. Hari Hari Bolite. Nayana Abhinira. So this Narottam Das Thakur singing. When will the time come when I will chant Goranga name? And the body will start to shiver, and the hairs will stand erect, you know, and the tears will flow from my eyes. But not for a show. Not in the Prakrita Sahaja way. Because if the heart is still steel-framed, hard, even if you have shivering of your body, still your aparadi, your heart is steel-framed. Heart is not melting. Therefore, only by Lord Gauranga's mercy we can become bona fide, authentic Vaishnavas, not imitating Vaishnavas, with a pure, soft heart. And then these symptoms may appear or not appear, They anyway will appear in time. But then the devotee is not asking for it. Because sometimes the devotee thinks it's an obstacle for my service. So I want to serve. So Parvati, she got the mercy, she got the footprint of Lord Chaitanya, the red powder from his lotus feet on her part, Shimanta. And she became glorified. She became glorious. Lord Gauranga told her, "I'm very happy with you. I'm very pleased with you because you're expansion of Radharani. You're the expansion of Radharani, of her energy, Shakti, here in the material world. But you have a thankless job. You have to keep the materialistic condition, jivas, in Maya. That's your job, you know. And fulfill the material desires. And many... Parvati is Durga, yeah. Parvati and Durga, Kali is the same, you know. Shiva's wife. It's Shiva's Shakti. So this Parvati, as Durga, she has to keep the conditioned souls in illusion and fulfill their material desires. And the demons also like to worship her. They worship Devi, the goddess, mother, the universe, Jagat Mata. They like to worship her. Because she is the mother and she can fulfill all desires. But sometimes she becomes very angry. Sometimes Durga becomes very angry. She wants to manifest in Kali with eight or 12 arms, you know, with all kinds of weapons and chop the heads of all the demons because she becomes angry. But her husband Shiva has to pacify her make dandavats to her, you know, to grasp her feet, you know, please don't destroy all these creatures now, you know, because they also have an existence. They also have a purpose, you know. Demons are there. You can never destroy them completely. But it's important that the people or devotees, that they keep the demoniac principles, that they are aware about what is demoniac principles, that you keep it out of your consciousness and mind. Don't become servants of this mentality in the name of devotee. So Parvati, she has a thankless task, you know, to give fulfilling desires, giving benedictions. But now she got the greatest service. She got the mission of Lord Gauranga to stay here in Navadvip and keep the materialistic persons out of the Dham. So she became Praudamaya. Praudamaya, she means she is the protectress of the Dham with Vridha Shiva. Vridha Shiva and Praudamaya, they are the two protectors of the Dham in Navadvip, Vayapur. And they got the job of Lord Chaitanya, of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He engaged them because they are both his eternal servants. So Lord Chaitanya engaged Praudamaya, he engaged Parvati, Shimantini Devi, to become the protectress of the Dham and to keep the evil elements out of it. That's her job. So that means that she has her function. You see, in Lord Chaitanya, he knows exactly how to use everyone's capacity and qualities in his service, in his mission. So therefore, either prana, our senses, our artha, our profession, our qualities, our money, artha, diya, the intelligence, our education, or ideas we have, diya, vacha, and our words, in the service of the Lord, shreya achara. And what is the best service for the Lord? If we are showing the lost living entities in this material world the direction it, where to go. And the gopis also say, Bhuvi Grenantye Buridachana, those who are engaging in Krishna Katha, in the loud chanting of Krishna's pastimes and of the holy name, then they're the greatest well-wishers and welfare workers. Bhuvi Grenantye Buridachana. There's no greater welfare than the welfare of spreading Krishna consciousness knowledge from the Bhagavad Gita, from Srimad Bhagavatam, this Krishna Katha, the holy name, to others. This is therefore missionary work. What Guru is giving, Prabhupada told, I learned many things from my parents, father and mother when I was a child, boy. But one thing that my father and my parents could not give me, that was the mission. Mission is given coming from Acharya, coming from Guru, from Parampara. This is not a material mission. It's nobody in the family can give us this mission. They can teach you to cook, to worship deities, even to play mridanga and all these things, you know, and to serve the sadhus and taking care for sadhus like that, or be respectful, following dharma, Vedic culture. This the family give. But to save the humanity, to give them transcendental knowledge, give them the holy name, to uplift them to spiritual life, only Guru can give, the Acharya. And if one has the good fortune to come in contact with such an Acharya and receive this mission from him, then this is greatest gift. This is the greatest gift. We should embrace that and cultivate it and never let it go. Always keep this mission in our heart and consider it, it's more important for us than eating, sleeping and breathing. It's so essential, this mission. And this mission is not only spreading for others, it's also spreading it to ourselves. This sometimes we neglect. We say, want to save everyone else, but for ourselves we don't care so much. Anyway, we think, let's care for others, then myself is automatically care. Yeah, can be also not. Because we have seen many had this mentality, where are they today? They're not around anymore. There's so many who had big project. I know personally so many big book distributors. Where are they today? They gave the whole life book distribution. Saving the whole world. You know, distributing millions of books. Collecting millions of dollars. And then one point, you know, then gone. Not visible anymore. Or they go their own way of life. Also spiritual. Also convinced as they were before, but in another way, not in Prabhupada way, only, not only Prabhupada, okay, but not only. There's also other things, we also have to use our own way and find out what is good, what is nice for me and what is not so much, what can I accept and what not, like that. So we have seen many welfare workers, you know, but then they're not visible after some time. And this is a pity. This is actually lamentable, because Srila Prabhupada, whenever he cried, you know, he cried, and when he heard that a Prabhu left, who was a dear servant of him, or who was engaged in his mission. We should not be proud. Oh, Prabhupada is very nice. Prabhupada is the best. No, and everyone is practically nothing, no, after Prabhupada. But Prabhupada was very happy, very much concerned, you know, about all his disciples, that they make advancement and that they become guru themselves by teaching others how to serve Krishna. This is ultimately the universal mission of Lord Chaitanya. Guru Hanatara Edesh, become spiritual master and deliver your countrymen, deliver the world. And everyone, Prabhupada says, everyone who follows the four regulative principles, chanting minimum 16 rounds a day And reading and absorbing in Prabhupada's books and preaching what is Prabhupada's book, he's quite able to become a guru for the whole world. That means to teach this process of Krishna consciousness to the whole world. Without restriction, without envy. Envy is what destroys everything. So we should never mean, what I appreciate from my God brothers on the Vyasa Puja day, some of them they say it's not only that we should glorify Srila Prabhupada on this day, but we should also glorify Prabhupada's devotees in this day. Because Prabhupada said, I'm a single person. What can I do on my own? I'm an old man. And what can I do my own? Therefore, Krishna, my Guru Maharaj, send me all you young boys and girls to me, to assist me in my mission to my Guru Maharaj. So I'm very thankful, and I'm very hopeful that the devotees taking this mission very seriously and spreading this Krishna consciousness even after Prabhupada's disappearance, even after he's going teaching this Krishna consciousness to others without diminishing. At least we should try to maintain. And that's actually the heritage. That's the heritage that we got from Srila Prabhupada, that we can be always his followers and representing him and becoming empowered by him and by Lord Chaitanya to somehow or other, in a small way or in a big way or a medium way, to become instrumental in the Lord's service. Ultimately, for the Lord, doesn't matter. For Prabhupada, doesn't matter, big, small, or medium. Like the example Prabhupada gives in the Gita is the Lord Ramachandra, Hanuman. He can make very big result, very big achievements. But there was one spider who wanted to help Lord Ramachandra build a bridge to Lanka by throwing small pebbles in the water. But Hanuman said, "Oh, spider line, why you stay in the way here? Go away, otherwise maybe I step over you. Don't see that I have a big mission here?" But Lord Ramachandra, he understood the mentality of Hanuman, and he chastised him. This spider is giving 100%, you giving 100% according to his capacity and according to your capacity. So everyone should try to give 100%. Although it's difficult, 100, but Prabhupada and Gauranga mercy, very great mercy, Audharya. Even if you don't make a bit, even 90, 80, or whatever, the mercy is still here. Of course, we should not make compromise. We should go 100. But even if we fail to achieve 100% success of devotion and result to Krishna, what we could do, Krishna will still take care. That's Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam also says in the third canto, Maitreya Muni to Vidura, he tells, everyone who is engaging in Krishna Katha, hearing stories about the Lord like Varahadev, like that, as he is lifting the world from the devastating ocean, and how the rishis from the higher planets and Brahma glorify the Lord with auspicious Vedic mantras. Because Lord is personified, Yagya Rupa, is Yagya Murti, is the personified form of Yagya. So they glorified Lord Varahadev, you know, with their Vedic hymns, very Uttama Shloka verses from Bhagavatam. And Maitreya Rishi, Maitreya Muni, he says, everyone who hears and accepts and draws his mind, absorbs his mind in this Harikatha, and hearing about the Lord's various incarnations and pastimes, with love and devotion. The Lord, who is situated in the heart, will make all arrangements to purify you and bring you to His own spiritual world. He will bring you to the world. He will reveal the world. They cannot attain it like that. We cannot make steps in this direction. We can only surrender to it and surrender to the process. Krishna Katha. Srinvatam Svakatha Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana. Ridyantak Subhadrani Vidhunoti Suritsatam. Then the Lord from in the heart will become satisfied with our Katha endeavor. And He will make your life perfect. He will take you to His abode. That's bhakti. Yoga is to have to make so much endeavors to attain maybe liberation. Jnanis, yogis, what to speak of the karmis, they cannot even attain liberation. They only can attain maybe a position of heavenly planets or maybe other planets after long, long hundreds of lifetimes. And what to speak of the demons? They work so hard, they perform so much tapasya, so much education, so much work, hard work. But ultimately they lose everything. It's parabhava yavada bodha chata yavanya chigasata atma tatvam. Therefore, Rishabhadev said, nasadumanye yata atmanoyam asanya piklesata ashadeya. Therefore, devotee, who know this truth and about the hellish of materialistic lifestyle, that it leads to hellish life, should not imitate this materialistic demoniac mentality, and they should follow the path of bhakti. Na sadhu manye yata atmanayam asan apiklesha dasadaya, because he knows very well this kind of activities only increase more and more suffering. So materialists, they make promise it will not give suffering. They say, no, this if you consume our medicine, if you're eating this food what we produce in our factory, it will increase your life. So they're giving you the idea, the feeling, and propaganda is made, yes, suffering will diminish, but they cannot diminish, because the material world is already condemned as dukkhala yama shashvatam, temporary and full of misery. So they cannot make out of a miserable place a pleasurable place. But the demons want to do that. They want to make out of a miserable place a pleasurable place. But the devotees, they know this is not a pleasurable place. We should use it, therefore, like a toilet. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur told. Like a toilet. You go do your business and then go out and go on with your normal activities. Don't hang on. Don't entangle yourself in useless activities who are not actually meant for our benefit. So I stop here. Hare Krishna, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.